There's been lots of talk about the wave of young members who have joined the Charlotte City Council. They're already veering away from business as usual when it comes to communicating with constituents. First, at-large member Braxton Winston live-streamed citizen comments from his seat. Now, two other members, a Republican and a Democrat, are producing a post-meeting podcast. WFAE's David Borex has the story.
Tariq Bakari and Larkin Eggleston call their podcast R&D in the QC.
Tonight we talk about what our new podcast is, the zoning meeting we just had, and controversial topics like pay increases for council members.
Their theme music is a tune from Rage Against the Machine. Clearly a sign of their intentions for both the podcast and the council. The plan is, after every Monday night meeting, they'll run up to Bakari's closet-sized office on the 15th floor of the Government Center and hash over the week's issues. It'll be ready Tuesday morning, and it'll be commute-sized, says Eggleston.
We're making it 15 to 20 minutes so you can download it while you're getting ready for work and listen to it on your way into work and have a recap. Be ready to talk with your colleagues at the office about whatever happened the night before at the city council meeting.
Eggleston says they hope to reach people who may not pay attention to the council.
So I think one of the big things that a lot of us newcomers were wanting to do is try to find ways to engage more people in the process of local government, engage younger people in something that they might view as otherwise a boring topic.
Eggleston is 35 and a Democrat. He was elected November 7th to the seat in District 1 near Uptown. Bakari is a 37-year-old Republican who took over the District 6 seat around South Park. Despite their political differences, they bonded on the campaign trail, in part over their beards, says Bakari.
The beards themselves are what truly united us in the beginning. After a couple different debating points over a few drinks, we realized that there were many things we agreed on. And we were like, you know, this dialogue we're just having one-on-one, wouldn't this be great to, you know, open up the curtain and have it with others and let them engage?
Their first edition, December 19th, followed the council's monthly zoning meeting. That night's hot topic was whether to lengthen council terms and make it a full-time job. Bakari debated with a guest, fellow newcomer and Democrat Braxton Winston.
I'm willing to compromise on something like 4 years, but,
let me be clear, is that by law, we cannot vote to give ourselves a raise. It would have to be for the next council. So whether I'm elected or not, I believe that we should have a full-time government.
The discussion was lively and unscripted and respectful, exactly how Eggleston and Bakari want to keep it. Bakari says they know there will be disagreements on how to solve the city's economic mobility problems, for example, or on social issues.
I think we've all made an agreement that we're gonna approach this professionally, we're going to have fun with it, but we're going to speak from the heart, and then we're not going to take it personally. We're going to continue the friendship afterwards as best as we can.
They hope to be an example of how to debate productively across the political divide. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.